Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
we back again,
yo,
man.
Yo, guys.
Turn up Tuesday. We all have right now, man. And welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. Shout out to my co-host Nikki D. She was in a very bad car accident earlier today, and we're gonna keep the show moving without today. But you know, I have a new co-host that's with me that he's gonna kick it with me tonight. His name is Zoe.
That's right,
and,
y'all. Zoe said, man.
Yeah, let everybody know who you is, fam.
Hey, man, Zoe said, from the Mad Time, y'all know who I am, man. You know, like we say, man, we're Facebook popular. We're stars. Just kidding. Yeah, but Nikki was down today in the accident. It's not as severe. I mean, she does have a broken wrist, you know. So, man, she said she'll be all right. She's going to get back in the game. I'm going to join me tonight, and tonight's topic is the size matters. Carolyn, are you on?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Introduce
hey,
yourself,
boo.
Carolyn.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Mel.
Why I gotta be hey, Mel? Let me pull back around. I'm in the car right now, everybody. And I'm on location. I don't know where I need to park at. I don't know if I can sit right here at the gas pump all day. But I'm going to pull up Ray in front of this stove.
Yep.
While I pause, because I'm eating, man. I'm at the gas station, man. You ever had some of that crispy chicken, crunchy chicken, whatever? I don't know who that is. But, boy.
What's out of time?
You know, I'm green when it comes to size of time.
Gotcha, dog.
The side of town I'm on is Bloomfield.
Okay,
get
okay.
Your chicken, everything.
That's right.
Chicken really
but guys, the topic for the show tonight is going to be the size matter. It's a broad question. It could be related to, I feel as though, physical stature, sexual private parts. What you say, Cam?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say that I'm going to be honest and say that I am shallow. I'm shallow as it pertains to the size of an individual and somewhat the size of the male organ. I've pretty much grown to realize now. Huh?
I said better known as the penis.
Yes, better known as the penis.
Man, that's a dick.
Well, that too. Well, that too.
Hey, y'all didn't give me my fork.
It just depends. I would say this.
A
I would say
fork,
that.
Internet. Yeah.
I would say that most women, they are picky and it does matter to them. Most women, that's not saying all, not realizing what the average size of it is. And I think it's more so. Because, to be honest with you, men are probably more harder on themselves as it pertains to the size of their penis than we are. And it doesn't seem that way because you hear a lot of women talking about it, but the average size is anywhere in between 5.5 inches to, 6 inches. So
I would say most men
you,
on that.
Yeah, I would say, right. And I would say if I'm speaking with, let's say I'm speaking with you and you tell me, oh, you know, I got 11 inches. That's not impressive to me. I think you might need to see a doctor. You need to do something. 11
inches are still coming, though. Those 11 inches are still coming. And that's a broad question, too, because I was talking earlier about to someone about this topic, and they, when I asked them about size matters, they thought I was meaning like a physical stature. And what they were meaning is this girl said she was with this guy. He worked out. He was in shape. But once they got together and got married, it was like he was comfortable then, and you know what I mean? And kind of let himself go. So I wonder if that a problem or if that's an issue in certain people's relationships. What you think, Mel?
Sure, nah, man. That ain't got nothing to do with being having size matters. Size matters, the topic is if you, the way it put is the size matters. The first thing going to come to your mind is your dick big enough? Or is your pussy too big? I don't have some pussy that was too big, but I know. But, you know, but what I'm saying is, women tend to try to take the situation a little bit lighter than men. They'll lie to you and be like, "This the best dick I ever had," or yada, 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 yada. But at the end of the day, I think they actually want just enough dick. So I don't think size matters. I just think enough
dick. You know what? It's funny that you say that, though, that you don't think that it does, because in actuality, it doesn't and it shouldn't, unless it's just completely too small. You know, I mean, there are those that are, but the reason I say that it really shouldn't is because what really matters is the stroke skill. You know what I'm saying? If we're talking about the inside of a female's vagina, we're talking about the walls, and that's basically where the sensors are. The only way that you're going to hit those is if you have stroke skill. So motion matters. So as it pertains to myself, I'm more moved by the stroke skills.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's the motion in the ocean. As long as you have enough to make motion in the ocean, I think you're good. Men, if you're listening right now, men, you don't have to have a 12-inch dick. Some women, I seen women face after you don't put like some big dick in them. You ever just been flaking before and you don't put some big dick in them and then they face be all scrunched up?
And then they want to stop.
I don't think they really like that. Yeah, they don't want to stop. Then they start hollering. They be hollering, you know, extra shit. You know, after the fact that, you know, you're going to beat it up. But I don't know.
We do have a few callers on the line, so feel free to press 1 to chime in. Just want to put that out there as well.
As far as what you were saying, I would say that that makes for a good argument or a debate or conversation in terms of the structure size of an individual. Yes, we do. We do tend to get lax, both women and men. When we get married, we get comfortable, we get lazy. More often than not, that's not saying everyone, but usually that's the case. With me, I've gone through that phase to where I've gotten comfortable. But now, you know, I think different as it pertains to health, and not necessarily just because of size, but just because of overall health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what someone was talking to me about earlier. I just ran the topic by them, and they were saying as far as your health-wise and, you know, and being self-confident, because if you look good and you feel good about yourself, you normally tend to do, you know, good things, you know, and that's a good old theory there. So, you know,
just on a different if I got a lot of money, does the size of my dick matter?
I don't think it does. I'm sure it doesn't.
It depends on who you're asking, because if you're asking someone like me, it's not about the size of your dick or the money in your pocket, because I want my own money, number one. Number two, whether you have a penis that's average size or larger, you still need to know how to use it in order for me to be sexually aroused and continue to be aroused, because you can extract, you know, different things in terms of a woman getting wet, but can you replicate it? You know what I'm saying? Can you keep
well,
me
I don't
going?
Know.
Can you,
I got,
can you keep me
I got
sexually attracted to you?
TT. I got
whatever.
A little TT.
whatever.
I got a little TT.
So it's
I
not
can
about
make you
that.
Laugh. It's not about that.
No, it's not. I'm more concerned about connection. I can't even, honestly, I can't even deal with you sexually if we're not connected on some type of level. But that's just me.
I always
been everybody
like,
everybody is not
telling
like
me that. I'm trying to tell me that,
though,
Karina.
I'm reiterating on it because it's the truth.
but you love me, though.
Okay.
You secretly love me.
Okay,
I don't care what you say. You secretly love me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get that little TT.
Here you go. Here you go.
I'm just bullshit.
I know.
I think, honestly, when it actually comes down to it, I think everybody has their picks and chooses of what they want. Same way I just said, if you got money, the size probably won't matter if you got money. If that's what they're out for,
mm-hmm.
if they're out for a good sexual experience, maybe size doesn't matter. Unless you got like a thunder helicopter tongue or whatever, you know, some women love to get their pussy ate. So your dick don't matter anyway. It's a different stroke for different folks. That's why I said size don't really matter until you put it in a circumstance where it does.
Different strokes for different folks, and literally.
Right. If you're building a relationship with somebody and you plan on being with that person for a long time, you got to make sure that they can hold up their capabilities sexually to your demands. So with that being said, I think that you could maneuver around a certain couple of things, but size don't matter if that's what she likes.
That's true. And you know what? Just to address something that you just said, it just depends on whether or not you can, in essence, you said, meet their demands in terms of, I guess, sexual intercourse. You'll be surprised at,
right.
Or maybe you won't, how many women have not ever, haven't come, period, ever in their lives.
Exactly.
Or
it's a lot of them.
Don't even know their bodies. Doesn't even know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. It does vary, but some of us have never experienced the feeling. We don't know.
So what about if you are lesbian and your lesbian partner, the stud one, she pulls out a 12-inch dildo, and that's her strap-on. Do they take that, or do they just be like, okay, I don't want that. That's too much.
Well, you have to
no.
ask them.
Pineapple. Can
a lesbian please hit the number one, please, and we can get that question.
Yeah, if you're a lesbian or a stud,
Exactly, and I'm one of them. Cause we see that you guys are on, man. Don't feel afraid. You know, just say what you want to say. Ask any questions. We're here.
I'm saying
they're gonna do,
y'all, man. They're gonna just sit down and listen to our shenanigans. Listen to me sexually harass Carolyn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Carolyn ain't been online in a long time, and I'm excited to even have her on. Y'all don't know the capability of that woman. Carolyn hot. Hey, Carolyn.
Yes.
Hey.
Mayor, she had on a little dress, Sarah. I bought that too, Sarah, to Mayor.
You bullshit.
Yeah,
what are
you, man.
Doing?
We just bought into each other downtown in Atlanta, man.
See? That's fucked up.
She saw now, Mayor. She saw.
She bumping in the folk.
She couldn't hit it, man. We got into it, man. Oh, no, man, she's not tall.
Is she tall? Mm-mm. She's short.
And she is not light-skinned, man. I want to go ahead and put that.
Size don't matter with Carolyn.
Oh no. Karen is an intellectual person. She must. What'd you say, Carolyn? What you must do?
I'm not listening to you all. This show is not about.
I mean, you're the only woman on the show, so. If I got any kind of questions, you're obligated to answer these questions.
Yes, if they're general.
Get a whistle round,
yeah, they are general. Okay, Carolyn.
Yes. Go.
If situation where you would have to, I'm trying to figure out how to put this. If you were put in a situation where as if you would have to have sex, what is the appropriate size dick for you?
Average size.
The average size. And I'm sure a lot of women would agree with you. A lot of women would agree with Karen because
but now
women
listen,
always be
listen,
them.
I'm going to somewhat retract that statement. I say the average size, but if it's a situation whereby it takes us a while before we actually get to that point and there's a connection between you and I and you're not that average size, which is 5.5 to 6 inches, then I may be able to disregard that.
Okay, hold that thought.
So you would take a little teeny.
We're not talking about little TTs, okay?
He was saying all the time. But here's the thing, Carolyn.
When you say little TT,
the longer we try to connect with each other, the smaller my dick can get.
Whatever.
Is that what you're saying?
That's not possible.
Is that what you're saying?
That's just not possible.
It's possible because
but I get what you're saying,
talk
though.
To you like I got a big dick. Talk to you like I got a big dick. And then, like, you know, I talked to you for two
but you
or three
know
months
what?
As the months go
it's
by.
It's funny. But you know what? That's why I said what I said earlier when I said more men are a lot more conscious of the size of their penis, especially when it's smaller than we are, and they're more critical of it than we are. And I say that because me being a woman and having spoken to different men throughout these 36 years of my life, I can always, and I could be wrong, but so far I've been right. I can always tell. Just based off of the confidence of a male and the type of conversation that we're able to have when it comes to the size of his penis. It's like you guys make certain comments. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of confidence with the male with a good size penis versus the male that doesn't have one. Right? There's a level of confidence there, and it's in your conversation.
Exactly.
So I can tell.
Interesting. Interesting.
You said something earlier, Carolyn, about waiting and then it not being what you expected, but that also happens to men as well. I mean, like you said, in my 35 years of life, man, I'm pretty sure, man, you've been waiting to be with a female when you got it. Now, you know that your game, your sex game where it's supposed to be and you feeling her, but then, you know, what is that? You know, it's the same thing, like you were saying, Carolyn. It's like, you just
right.
take that back.
Women feel like they shouldn't be held accountable for their lack of thereof in the bedroom.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I know women that I got homeboy to be like, wow, yeah, I fucked old girl. You know, it really wasn't nothing. Then you turn around and fuck her,
and it's a whole different ball game. Yeah.
My thing is with that. Maybe it wasn't good to him because she didn't like him enough to even.
Or vice versa.
You know what I'm saying?
Or vice versa. You know.
I told niggas. I'd be like, man, but she had some blizzard to me because you know she probably liked me or had a crush on me or anything like that. So, with that being said, if you let's say you pay for pussy, right? You can buy some pussy. When you buy it, more than likely that it ain't going to be as good as if you meet a woman and
exactly.
she actually likes you and y'all carry on a conversation and y'all go through the motions or whatever because her feelings into it. And, you know, that gets all her shit flowing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what women do. Do the clit get hard? I don't know what to do. But all I know, it's a difference when a woman like you and not like you. If she's doing it for monetary advances, more likely she don't like you, and it ain't going to be as good as it is if you were to talk your way into it.
That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is a way in which it just depends on the type of experience that one male has had with other women versus the experience that the other male had. If you've been with somebody that was better than her, then you're going to measure your experience with her based off of what you previously had. It's just natural. So if you've had something better, that's not to say that she's not good, but because she's not as good as what you've previously had, then to you, it was BS. Versus somebody else that may have not experienced what you have experienced with other people. To them, it could be good. So, yeah,
So it's your sexual experience. You think it's your level of sexual experience, that basically what you're saying. Okay.
And I'll just take it up a notch. I'm gonna be kind of like far-fetched with it. Let's say that Mel, that you've experienced swinging, okay? Let's say you've experienced swinging. In the life of a swinger, they get involved with all different type of things, different type of people. With you experiencing that, and then coming back to something that's basic and traditional. If you ever get reacclimated to that traditional style, it's going to take a while. But even if you don't, you're never really going to find appreciation in it and of it again because you've already tried
something.
So that's a far-fetched example, but an example nonetheless.
Yeah, you're right about that because you can meet people that are sexually advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really care how big your dick is. All they know is they need dick. And they know how to make it work or whatever they're dealing with. Unless it's just like some internet little dick type shit. Like, look at him. Look, hold on, y'all. This is LJ right here. He walking up to the car.
What's up, LJ? What's going on, man?
Hey, Black Lives Matter.
Hey, guys. Remember, guys, you guys can chime in. We do see callers on the call board. You can chime in by pressing 1.
Yeah. You know I'm on the radio show. What you got right there? The juice and the chicken? You need to get some of that chicken. They got all that shit in.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
We have 37 minutes left. Tell him to come back then.
But once again, guys, feel free to chime in with any questions or any comments that you want to make. Remember to press 1.
That's if you want to chime in.
Don't let Mel intimidate you.
What?
Whoever you are, don't let Mel intimidate you. I got your back.
Uh-oh. I'm on location. What are you talking about? Y'all having a conversation without me?
Mm-mm. We're talking about the people chiming in.
Well, okay, we need somebody to chime in. Do you know how to?
Okay, we have a caller. Caller, you're on.
Yo, how
y'all
doing?
How about
what's going on?
Great.
Ain't
nothing
much.
Y'all definitely hitting on the topic this evening. You know, the guys that worked with my son, they have another debate about it today, and I definitely want to chime in real quick. First and foremost, I'm David Brown, of course. But to answer the topic, does size really matter? In a sense, yes. In a sense, no. The reason why I say yes is because it depends on the person and their experience. Some women can be over-experienced. No matter how big a guy may be, he may still fall straight through. But depending on, I'm being totally serious. you know, you, that guy may have that anxiety to go, I'm finna do this, this, and third. But at the same time, when you get there, you fall straight through, and you're trying to find little key points to hit. Like, okay, it's like you're just wasting time. You got a Timberland boot in the big ass bathtub. You don't know where to go with it. You know, so besides,
you're right.
You know, so but that guy has that emotion in his mind. Like, damn, so let me go over here and try, you know, try this over here. It may be a whole different scenario, but at the same time, you never had no complaints before. But you get to this situation, and you throw a rock in the river.
You know. Throwing a hot dog down the highway.
So,
see you on that road.
Size matter, size don't matter. So black lives matter, like what Cool said. So, you know, that's my input. You know, how you
like it. That's what's up. All right. Well, Carla, thanks for your input, man.
You calling from Macon, bro?
Absolutely. Eastside, Macon, Georgia.
Already. That's what Eastside nigga be doing, man. I'm from the Eastside, too. We appreciate you calling in, man. Your opinion really do matter. We need some more callers to call in, though.
We got them on the board, man. We're gonna try to get them chimed in, my brother. Carla, hit that one, Carla. We see you trying to get in.
Appreciate you, big dog.
All right.
Okay, so back to what we were talking about. If you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time, and you happen to cheat on them and realize that it wasn't all that you thought it was, does it matter then, Carolyn?
What wasn't all of that?
Let's say you've been with somebody 10 years. Y'all been having the same sex for a long time or whatever. You happen to step out on your relationship and you just happen to have sex with somebody else, and does that create any kind of friction if the sex is better or the dick bigger or the pussy wetter? Does that take a toll? Does it matter then?
I think it does, man, because you got to go back home.
It does, and for various reasons. One of the reasons being what you just said, if it's better, that creates the problem. If there's an emotional connection, that creates the biggest problem. So, yeah, it does. It does matter, and it will create a problem.
And don't let it be both. You regret going home, and you'll find yourself going out finding what you were doing. Reason why I know, happened to me.
Sometimes it's possible for it to even be an illusion in terms of whether or not the actual experience is better. And I say that because it could just be that connection, that emotional connection that makes one believe or creates the illusion of the experience being better, when in actuality experience was actually just as good as it was with your spouse when you and your spouse first started. But because that connection has been lost between you and your spouse,
it can be falsified by you mean a new person, and they're fixated in it onto where you think that's what you want.
That's correct.
Interesting. I weigh a lot of my options, especially whenever I get Carolyn on the show. I always tend to ask a lot of questions because she ain't finna come free. So I'm going to pile all my questions because it helps me. When I talk to her, she actually helps me be a better man. So whenever I talk to her on the show, I try to get a lot of my input in to see what she has to say about it to make me a better person. In a minute, I'm finna be like so fast. When it comes to relationships and sex and all that, it's coming from a woman's point of view that, you know, she's more of a motivational speaker, or she's just smart. and I enjoy asking her questions.
Very smart lady, life coach.
And she a life coach, yeah. And she lets me know, she slick let me know the stuff that I need to be doing. And I'm learning as I go. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm benefiting.
On your part.
But at the end of the day, man, I can't say this.
Okay.
She is good, folks, at the end of the day. That's the good thing about it. She has a professional side, and at the end of the day, you know, go through the everyday, you know, struggles and topics that we go through. Because at the end of the day, she got to have somebody to talk to. And then when we come in on Tuesday.
I think Carolyn talked to herself in the bathroom.
I seen her doing that too, man.
Like, fuck this shit. My name is so fucked up. Fuck this shit.
I seen her too.
I actually think that she has enough of her that she could care less about who has her. When she vents to somebody, she vents to herself in the bathroom in the mirror.
Hey, I do.
Am I
nothing wrong with self talk?
See, I'm trying to tell you.
Nothing wrong with self-talk.
That's what I'm trying to get.
The people that are crazy are the people that don't talk to themselves.
Right.
I talk to both of myself.
Exactly.
Three of me.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So like, you always see people always saying, I need somebody to vent to, I need somebody to talk to. You don't really need nobody like that. If you can't talk to yourself, something wrong with you. And I think Carolyn is doing a lot of
wrong with you. If most people say you talk to yourself, you're crazy. Man, say when you don't do it, you're crazy.
You're crazy. If you don't talk to yourself, you're crazy. and if you feel like you ever been riding down the road before, and you might have left somewhere and you did something that you felt like you weren't supposed to do, who you finna talk to?
That conscience just speaks. That dog is just real right there, man. And my conscience sound like Suge Knight. So I be real scared when my conscience talk to me, Kevin. I might
be riding down the road. I'd be like, but size really didn't matter to me, didn't you? Now.
It's that.
You know, you're talking to yourself. So, you know, but when it comes from a woman's perspective, Karen always seems to have the right answers for me, and I enjoy it. Like, I really appreciate when you come on the show because you speak the real and you ain't going to bite your tongue about anything. And you can touch on any kind of subject, unless it gets, like, a little overheated or whatever, but you always tend to say the right thing. How you get to be so close to perfect?
I didn't realize I was.
She used that real soft collar tissue, man. That's how she's so perfect. You got to use that double soft tissue. Couple wipes of that, boy. You be real small.
I kind of stunned her then. She was like, whoa, this nigga lives to say some cool-ass shit, man. Like,
whatever.
Let me get my composure. I blushed a little bit. I be trying. I'm trying to talk it down to my size won't matter. I want you to be like, it's okay, I can suck it. Lord have mercy.
I got a crazy question for you, Carolyn, you being a woman.
What's that?
Here we go. Now, does size really matter when you're giving a man oral pleasure?
Yeah, after that.
I just want to know that now. You know, I had to sit back and let y'all. I got a few questions now. I got another too.
That's a good question.
That's just another one that varies. I'm just gonna go ahead and be raw with it. Every woman doesn't have the same gag reflex. So
that's what I was talking about.
It does.
I figured it. And here's another good question.
Okay, hold on, Zoe. We ain't through with that question yet.
You want to stick on that one some more?
Yeah. Okay, look, listen, Kevin. If we're not worried about the gag reflex, but how big do your jaws have to be
to take
I don't
the
know.
I don't know. Do you use two hands or one hand, or what do you prefer?
We're not getting into me and what I do.
Mel, what about your standard? Hey, Mel, you left out the third option, Mel, or do you do it with no hands?
Or do you do it with no hands?
I'm not getting into me.
I'm trying to see, that's why she's so small. I can throw any kind of question at her, and she's going to not directly put
now,
that. Oh, let me rephrase that. If you gave oral sex, does having to be able to use two hands better than having to use one hand or no hand at all?
Well, I mean, really, that depends. That is not even on the woman, and at least this is my opinion. I think that is on the male, because some men don't like for women to use their hands at all. To some men, that's just BS. They don't want to feel like they want to visualize, literally see you doing what you're doing just with, you know, just orally. I've heard what some men actually said, that's BS if you're using your hands. What you got to use your hands for? You're cheating.
Yeah, what you got to use your hand for?
It just depends on the man. That's not the woman's choice.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
now,
I
want to throw this one out there, Mel. Now, Carolyn, here's another one. I heard this from a female, too. When you're doing it from the back, size does matter. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Well, yeah, it can fall out, because that's what I be doing. When I be hitting from the back, it always be falling out. I be full blown hard. I can't stand that when I hit from the back.
So both of y'all be looking for a meal.
I use my hand as a splint. You know what I'm saying? I put like both my hands on the side of my dick, and then, you know what I'm saying, I go in there like that.
Oh, okay. But Carolyn, what do you got to say about that, Carolyn?
Yes.
Carolyn, that's the first time I got a one-word answer from you. Yes.
She's like,
thank you.
So basically, Carolyn is really actually saying size does matter. Because if I'm putting you from the back and my dick keep coming out, it does matter.
See, I never said that it does not. For some people, it matters more than it does for others. But, I mean,
hey guys,
yeah,
hold on
it does
guys.
Matter.
Guys, we're going to take a break. We have a caller. We got Collie on the air. We're going to take
what's
a break,
up,
man. We're going to pop. Collie, you on. We hear you. We hear you breathing.
Hello.
Collar.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Collie.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, hey, this is Tay. I see y'all just jumping on Carolyn about all these questions, so I figured a female, you know, say something.
Right.
Right.
Bless your heart.
We want to know. I mean, we just want to know. We're not jumping on them.
Yeah.
We're not jumping on them. We just want to
question. I'm saying, like,
I would never jump on Carolyn.
Email, so, not like that. You know, it's just a lot of questions that she only answering. So, different opinions. So, what's the next question? That's all I want to know.
Okay.
There you go.
You light skin, right?
I'm pecan tan.
Yeah, women, your complexion, they love to get ahead. So
they love to get or give.
They give, get all of that. Y'all some real freaky.
Okay.
so yeah, look at you. but let's say when the size actually matters. But after the fact, does it matter after the fact or before the fact? Like, let's say you had a one night stand,
right?
And if that happens, do you stop them mid fucking, or do you just continue to have regular sex, knowing that you know they're not meeting your standard? Do you keep going or do you stop them?
If it's not the right size, no, because I'm expecting for a one night stand, you know, it needs to be good. Personally,
yeah,
Cause I don't.
She ain't got
none
to wait.
I'm real reserved, you know what I'm saying? So if I do that, like, it needs to be right. At least try to work with it. Do something. I'm not going
to
quit you, but you need to, you know, I might tell you something, like, I ain't feeling it,
you
know.
You got to go. I got to go. I got to go pee.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, somebody told me they had to go pee one time because my dick was little. I was like, dang.
Okay. Okay, Carla, thanks for that input, guys. We got two more. Thanks for the input. We appreciate you giving us the call, Miss Tay. We got two more callers,
right,
and we're running out of time. We're trying to get as many callers as we can in these next couple minutes, guys. We really appreciate you, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, invite me.
Carla, you on the air?
Hello?
Carla, you on the air. Turn up with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, there, Carla?
You all right?
I'm good.
What would you like to share with us, Carla? Questions? Come in.
Size mattering.
Yes, yeah, size does matter.
So you want a big dick?
I mean, it don't have to be big, but it got to be medium. It got to do what it got to do. You don't want to get in a small car and you're a big guy, do you?
Oh.
Now we get somewhere.
Hey, Mel. Mel, she made me think about getting in my car.
I'm just saying, you don't want to be trying to push yourself into a little bitty car, and you a big dude.
You gotta
fit in, get in where you fit in. So you gotta make sure you got the right size to do what you gotta do.
I never thought of that analogy, but you said it to where you were like, yeah. So next time I get ready to have sex with somebody, I'm gonna be like, how big is your car?
Exactly. Because you don't want to try to go into a small car and tear it up.
Well, yeah, you can tear it up.
That's right. You got to have some shocks. You got to have some stuff to go back, bounce back.
You got to
make it work.
Or you can have a big old car. Or you can have a big old car with nin in it.
Exactly. So therefore, out that car and get you one of 50.
No walls, no engine, no seat.
And that's when you put that car to the junkyard.
It's a lot of drunk walking around here, too, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
She is so right.
I'm trying to smash these cars.
Size is starting to matter to the extent to whoever has that type of mentality. So, yeah, that was up.
That's right. You got to make it happen.
I agree with that.
That's right.
Thank you, Carla, for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Carla.
Okay. You too.
Inbox me. I did bullshit.
First thing you're going to ask, what kind of car you got?
I didn't
what
got my
filling,
Karen.
What you filling up with?
Karen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying you were still there. You know, Karen gets scared on you now.
Callan the way I don't trade in her mind, man.
Callan, she thinks so much. Like, that's one thing I found out about Callan is that she's an overthinker. And she thinks way past. She's thinking about some shit that's going on tomorrow, right now. So. I got a question.
But anybody, we see you guys are still lining up the board. Don't be afraid to press that one. The callers all put in some great input, you know. Carolyn Mayo
right.
with myself enjoying you guys. Don't be afraid. We ain't gonna talk about it.
I'd be scared, man. It'd be every week they always be scared to call in. But you know, they always see it's a couple that always tend to want to call and then they got some real good input. And I take a lot of it in because you know I'm trying to figure myself out at the whole time. At the same time, that's not what I need to be doing. That's why I like to listen to Carolyn. So, Carolyn, if let's say a guy can do everything sexually, mentally, physically, or in any way, shape, or form, just to be almost like the perfect guy for you. But he got a TT. He got a little dick. He He got a chicken nugget. You know, internet type of shit. He got that.
But
is it capable for you to love that person enough to disregard their shortcomings?
Literally,
and deal
huh?
with it. Yeah, right. Literally.
Well,
can you deal with it without cheating?
I've never encountered such a situation as that, but I would say I hope so. Because let's be honest here, something is going to be imperfect, right? Everybody
right.
has imperfections of some sort, be it physical, mentally,
right.
socially, whatever, right?
Right.
But I mean,
right.
I really can't say because I haven't experienced it, but I hope we can. And the thing is that he would have to be very, very sexually creative.
I'm going to piggyback on that.
I would say, and that's now, why
y'all
I didn't care them because.
Okay, now, as a man, I'm going to ask you this. Okay, we're going to change it up.
All right.
You know how you said, okay, that person can have everything going for them, that guy, and have a little pee-pee or whatnot? And then look at
right.
it on the flip side. How about you with this woman? Her sex game 1,000. I'm talking about every time. But she does nothing for you physically, mentally. It's just a good fuck. A great fuck. You know what I
mean?
So have you ever been caught up in one of those?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. And I have too.
I've been in a situation several times where the sex is great, but everything else is so lackluster. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's nothing else you can do for me but have sex with me. That's it.
And I go.
So I feel where Carolyn is coming from at the same time because you can't generalize the way a situation is handled. That's because let's say if I date a young lady and she got the best sex ever and she cool but we can't go no further because she don't want to better herself in no other way, form, or fashion.
In no way.
The only thing she got is good sex.
And free porn
hood. That's only going to get you so far with me. That's only good sex going to only get you so far. It'll get you a long way now. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to need more than just sex when it comes to building a relationship and trying to have a foundation into a real love, life type companionship.
And if you build it on just sex alone, man, that foundation, that little house gonna fall real quick.
It's only so many times you can have sex and bust the same nut, man.
Say that, Karen.
Like, you know,
there's different ways to bust nuts. She's thinking about multiple ways of busting nuts over there. She got us a little diagram in there. Okay.
So are there any ways you can bust different nuts?
You're asking me?
Yeah,
There are different ways. Which is why it's approximately 11.
It's 11.
Believe it or not. But that's why I said in the beginning of the conversation that the walls have sensors, and it just depends on the stroke skill. See, a lot of people say size matters because that's just something that matters to them. It's a certain feeling that they're looking for. It's a certain pleasurable pain
right.
that they're looking for, if you will. But if the stroke skill is fine, then he can hit the sensors of the wall. Thus,
okay, guys, we got a caller.
Creating that orgasm that's needed.
Lord Jesus.
We got 11 minutes. Caller, you're on. Turn up with us.
What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, it depends on the person when you having sex or in a relationship. Because if you a person who can build in a relationship, the person going to feed off you. Like, I don't have a lot
right.
of relationships that the person went on, like on my level, But seeing me out here grinding made her grind. So it depends who
you are
as a man. Because a man, whatever he doing, because he's a leader of the house. I don't care what, like you're a leader.
Right.
So you're going to make woman be whatever you want her to be. Like, I ain't never had problem with that. And they come with sex. They come with anything. When you dealing with a woman, a girl, anything, because they going to learn and feed off you if you're a real man. You know what I'm saying? If you're
no
real man, that means
you can't see
nobody. You know what I'm saying? A real man, he gonna make a way. You know what I'm saying? I was in a situation, baby mama ain't want to do shit. But she seen me out here grinding. She went back to school. She got
to
get on my level
because
we trying to build for her future. Yeah, you were dealing with that other nigga. He want to drink and smoke. That what you going to do, drink and smoke. But you dealing with a real man who out here working and got educated and trying to build something, she going to build something.
She going to want to better herself. She going to be
on my level. Cause when I speak,
I see exactly what you're saying.
And just like you dealing with a woman, when you dealing with a judge or a bank or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might come in there with a little thing, but she going to tweet you. That means you going to start listening to different music. That means you going to start doing different things, even sex. A woman should teach, like, sex is a teaching process. Like, what people are talking about now, it's a teaching process. That's why it's a talking. It's great to talk in sex. Because you ain't letting a man know nothing when you say, right here. Yeah, right there. Now, you just laying there, what you expect the sex to be? Like, is it the education of people and how they want to, like, live their life? They want you to come in and learn their body. It takes a time to learn a woman body. Every man try to treat every woman the same. You're not going to get no results out of doing that. That's stupid. Every woman.
Yep, you're right about that.
Stupid. Everything sit up different. Even her ass sit up high, low, side. You know what I'm saying? Everything different about a woman. So you got to learn that woman. And one time, with that woman, you just got to really just know, be on some other shit to really figure out that woman. And some of us can figure out a woman because we know women and we know that in different spots because we are going to play with different spots until we find her spot because she going to jump when you find the right spot. So it's just an education of men and women. And you can't come out, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. That's all I want to say. It's a mindset.
Everything
All right. Well, thanks, caller, for your input. We really appreciate it. Appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
We have another caller. We're trying to get as many calls as we can, you know, before we end the show tonight. Thanks a lot, caller.
I appreciate it.
No problem,
bro.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on. They hung up, man. They ain't going to say nothing. Yeah, man.
Hey, but
so,
what
do y'all
think
about that?
Real shit, though. He has to say some real shit because he is exactly right. And then, you know, it's a lot of women around here now. They've been dealing with niggas that do them like that for so long. They sit around and think smoking and drinking and cool because that's what he's doing every day.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think people.
If you actually got a nigga getting up, going out, making money, and doing whatever you got to do, more than likely it's going to roll off on her. And that's what he's saying. So
yeah, and I think that
people,
I do too, but I also think that people attract the people that they are. I know that's kind of like real blunt to put out there like that, but I really
I don't
do,
know.
Man. Because
I don't know.
I do.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Zoe, wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly because basically what happens is the more you grow, the more those of whom are not on your level tend to have some type of intimidation when it comes to dealing with you. Therefore, they will pretty much deal with you from a distance, and especially you dealing with them from a distance as well as you continue to grow. So I really believe that you do attract what and who you are. You really do. You really do. I'm speaking on account of experience.
Okay,
it's true.
Okay, guys.
Hold that thought.
Mel,
let's hold that thought. We got one more caller. I'm going to get that one caller in. We're going to get that one caller in. We're going to close it out. Okay, guys? Caller, you're on there?
All right.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, caller? Still here, caller?
That voice sounds familiar, too.
Yeah, she said, hey, she was going to say some white folk stuff then.
Yeah, she was real white, too.
Yeah,
hey,
she was so light skinned.
Hey, we're not, we just messing with you, girl. Come on, share your thoughts with us tonight.
I don't think she want to say anything. She can call me.
I think she.
what were you talking about again? Because I had almost forgot.
About attracting what
you are.
Attracting what you are. Yeah. Okay. I attract. My thing is, I like what I like. I'm not that person though. So I like a little ratchet. I like ratchet. But I also like goal-oriented people. But I met some ratchet, goal-oriented women that just don't know what way to go. So is that an inside thing, inside their mind that I'm keening in on? If I like a ratchet girl that's still in the project that can cook and you
know. I never said nothing wrong with them. But that's not labeling
you.
But
you were saying you attract what you are. But I'm not
yeah.
any of those types of things.
See, it sounds like you're somewhat in denial. That's what it sounds like because if you find something about that, no matter how minimal it is, if you find something about that, there's something about you that possesses that same, what I'm going to do is call it a spirit, that same spirit. And you don't even realize it. So
I'm a
yeah,
hood nigga. I'm a hood nigga. You know what I'm saying? I like ramen noodles. I like all of that type of shit. I know some ratchet and good women that love to clean up. They hot men that like Fabuloso. You know, I can go to a cheap crib, her house smell like Fabuloso. I can go out in North Macon somewhere and her house smell like, you know, Clorox wipes or whatever. You know, they do the same thing, but they different.
I wasn't saying geographically where somebody was from. Not saying where somebody from. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody you're dealing with on the series, no. So you mean to tell me,
right?
You see what I'm saying? What you gonna put your time in? That's what we're saying.
So,
it can be as simple as the type of people that you be around. It can be as simple as that.
Right.
You attract what you know.
That's what y'all got me. I don't know what y'all talking about because you saying you attract what you are. Attracted to what you are.
Okay, let's say you and a group of your friends, you guys have something in common, right?
We have 2 minutes.
Let's say, okay, you have 2 minutes.
Right.
Real quick, let's say you wouldn't go around, you would feel more uncomfortable around a bunch of strangers, you know what I mean, or somebody you really don't know, or somebody you really doing something, you know what I mean, depending on what that situation
I adapt to any situation because I'm that type of person. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of person. I don't fault anybody for anything that they've been through or whatever. Because you know you can meet somebody and they can be in their position and they really not even be that person. But I seem to tend to like ratchet women. Most of the ratchet women they loyal. They real loyal, but they real ain't shit.
At
60 seconds,
man.
Women,
y'all, we got 1 minute.
We have one minute, and I'm pretty much ready to give my little conclusion or my summary of the show. If y'all ready,
okay, we're gonna let Carolyn do her conclusion.
All right. Well, so basically, it was pertaining to whether or not size matters. Of course, we only touched a little bit on the structure of the body versus the male penis. And I would say that most people are selective in their sexual selection, basically, without even considering the depth of the thrust and how to stimulate the cervix in addition to the G-spot. And I think that that's what most people need to be focused on, but that's difficult to be when a lot of women have not experienced orgasms and does not know how it feels and does not even know and does not even know their body. Basically, in essence, it's a significant part of an intimate relationship, and unfortunately, it's an area in which a lot of people struggle and a lot of people are dissatisfied. And I would say that more so, men are concerned with the satisfaction of their own pleasure rather than bringing the woman to pleasure. And I think that that's something that, you know, men need to discover and men need to focus on as well. But I would say both men and women can tend to be selfish when it comes to the whole act, especially when it comes to bringing himself pleasure. But then at the same time, more women need to take into consideration that it's not always about the size. It's about the stroke skill. It's about him knowing whether or not he knows what areas to hit in terms of, you know, the depth of the thrust. So my suggestion would be for you guys to do some research on stroke skills. And that is the essence of you always
tend to put me right where I need to be.
Shut up.
You're going to learn something. See, right now, you know, with me being having a little TT, now I know what I need to do. But I was going to ask a little D so much, so they're going to really believe my D. But Karen, you always tend. I swear, man, when I... How much it gonna tell me to just pick my brain?
Huh.
Well, it's time to go. It was fun, you all. I look forward to speaking with you next week. It'll be good if we can pick up from the topic that we left off tonight in terms of attracting who and what you are. Because I can definitely and would love to go in depth with that one.
I think that's a good topic.
Khaled, let them know where they can reach you at.
Let them know where they can reach me.
Yeah.
They can find me on Facebook at Carolyn Crockett. They can check my handle at Twitter, which is C Crockett. They can go to my About Me page, which is the About Me /Carolyn Crockett, and I'm still working on my website. So I will keep you guys posted. Hopefully by next week I can have that up. And that's about it.
She's cute too, y'all.
Mailman,
y'all can catch me on Miguel Mailman Esperanza. That's on Facebook. Y'all can catch me at Miguel Esperanza on Facebook. You can also catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. I do sell 7A and 8A grade hair. I also have a website. You can catch me at StoreEnvyExoticPlushHair.com. You can catch me on Twitter at LaceFrontKiller, because I kill the lace front. And you can catch me over your baby mama house. We out here, man.
But I don't have all the numbers, man.
Hey,
hit me up at Zoe Nature Boy Son. I will have a web page coming up next week. Tonight, if you're not doing it, if you're in the Atlanta area, check me out at The Wonder Root. That is on Marietta Drive, 962. And later on, we will be at Cat's Cafe. Carolyn, what you doing? You want to come out and laugh?
No, I have things to do in the morning. You should have told me before. Hey, you need to call me in a little bit.
I'll call you. Y'all have a good one, guys. We enjoyed you. Remember, every Tuesday, 9 o'clock.
Call me too, Karen.
Up,
I can't get no call.
Bye, Karen.
All right, guys. It's been good.